The Pasuk says in Parshas Beshalach, V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael mi'eretz Mitzrayim. So Rashi brings down one pshat from the Mechilta, the Tanchuma. Chamushim is a lashon of one-fifth. Echod mechamisha yotzu v'arba chalokim mesu b'shloishes yemei afeilo. Yitzias Mitzrayim, only one-fifth of the Yidin went out and four-fifths died in Makas Choshech. So we have to understand, what was the Oynish? How can it be that four-fifths of Klal Yisrael were niskalkel in Mitzrayim ad kedei kach, that they were nenash and they died in Makas Choshech? We find that Chazal HaMeshabeach, the Yidin in Golos Shaloshinu et Shemom es Levusham, and they were Shomer on the Yiddishkeit. What was it? What was it that four-fifths died? And number two, why Dafka Makas Choshech? Why was it in that Makkah they died? So the Pshat HaPoshet that's brought down is because so the Mitzrayim shouldn't see Klal Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael, burying their fellow Yidin. The Mitzrayim shouldn't see it, so it was in the Mea Choshech, but maybe we would like to suggest a different pshat to understand why was it they were Nenash B'Misa, and why Dafke B'Mea Choshech. So, first to be Makdim, that there's a kasha that's already in Rishonim, in Meforshim. Dosan Va'avirom were the Rishonim of Klal Yisrael. Anytime there's trouble being done, be it in Mitzrayim or with Amon, it's always Dosan Va'aviram Adas Koirach. How can it be? And we know they became Rishonim not later, it was in Mitzrayim. How can it be that they were part of the Chamushim that went out? How can that be? That they didn't die, Bimei HaChoshech, Dosan Va'aviram, tremendous Rishonim. So there's one pshat that it's brought in the Maral Diskin, and he says, Amor Yedike Yisoid. He says, Dosan Va'aviram were the Shoitrim. And with the Shoitrim in Mitzrayim, and we know the Shoitrim, they took the Makkas, instead of hitting Bnei Yisrael, they didn't hit the Bnei Yisrael to work, and Memela the Mitzrayim hit them. Dosan Va'aviram were part of that group. They suffered their own pain, so another Yid shouldn't suffer. They were Mishtatef, Bitzar Chaveiroi, Ba'oil Chaveiroi, and Memelad is a Yesoid, someone who's Noisei Ba'oil Chaveiroi, and he's Mitzdar with them. He has the Schusim of that person. If he's Mishtatef, Bitzar HaTzibur, he automatically gets the Schusim and his Nigrar Bosar HaTzibur, even if he himself personally is not Roy. Memelad, Einachanami, they weren't Roy for the Yitzia. But if a chelik of Klal Yisrael went out, and Dosan Va'avirom, we got hit because of you, we took the makis from the Mitzrayim instead of you, you're automatically nigrar, and you get to go out automatically. Ad kedei kach, that he brings down from a mokor, that l'choira al pi cheshbon, Dosan Va'avirom were not there by Kriyas Yamsuf. They weren't there because they're the ones who went back. You got Lamelech Mitzrayim. They told Melech Mitzrayim that Klal Yisrael is running away. So they came after with the Mitzrayim, on the Mitzrayim side by Kriyas Yamsuf. So it's brought down over there that Einachanami, there was a second Kriyas Yamsuf just for Dosan Va'aviron. Unbelievable. Klal Yisrael was zoiche to a Yitzia and they were zoiche to a Kriyas Yamsuf. Dosan Va'aviram, they missed the boat because they were busy doing their rishus, telling Melech Mitzrayim what's going on, but Afal Pikein, they were Mishtatef, Bitzara Tzibur, Noisei Ba'oila Tzibur, they're automatically Nichlal, and they get their own private VIP Kriyas Yamsuf. Akoponim, that's from the Maral Diskin. The Bali HaTosfos Al HaTorah Esk, the same Kasha. Why doesn't Va'aviram was zeicha to go out? And he says a moyridik adav noira. He says doesn't Va'aviram loy nisyayishu min hagula. They were mitzapim li Yeshua. The hainu mevuah from here a very big yisoid. The reason why the forefathers of Klal Yisrael died b'makas choshech, it was not an oynish. It wasn't a punishment because they were Bali Aveira. It's because they were not mitzape liYeshua. They were very comfortable in Mitzrayim. Chazal bring down that the B'nai Yisrael became, a lot of them became very rich during the makas. All different makas, they made a lot of money. By makas dam, they would sell the water to the Mitzrayim because they didn't have water. By other makas, like Oroiv, wherever a Yid was standing, the animals didn't come, so the Mitzrayim would hire Yidin to stand there. They charged them a nice price. They were Hishiru. So a big chelik of Klal Yisrael became rich. They had nice houses, nice cars. They were very, very comfortable. When it came time for the Yitziah, they poshut. They were comfortable. They didn't have the cheshek, the mitzapim liyeshua, to realize this is not the tachlis, living here in Mitzrayim, no matter how comfortable you're living. Memela, they weren't ro'i for the geula. It wasn't an oynish, the forfeits. Memela says the Bali Atos was dosan vaviram. Bali Avera they were. They had a lot of issues, a lot of Averas on the cheshbon. But not this. Not this. They wanted to go out to Mitzrayim, go into Eretz Yisrael for whatever reason. But Lamaisa, they were mitzapim liyeshua. They weren't settled and comfortable in Mitzrayim. Memela, they weren't part of the forfeits. They belonged to the chamushim. That's what differentiated between the chamushim and the other forfeits, the mitzapim liyeshua. It's a moir dekazach. That's the Bali Atosvus. So we now understand lefidi Bali Atosvus. What was it about that forfeits died? The first question. It wasn't the Aveira Sheboy. They were comfortable. They were good in Mitzrayim. Alts is good. They had everything they need. But you're not mitzapim lishu. You don't realize that this is not the tachlis. This is only the tip of the iceberg, the beginning sheb, the beginning. But we're going to steig weiter, go out, Eretz Yisrael, Kabbalah, Satoira. You don't want it. You don't need it. You don't get it. So they, memela, they had no schus for it. Lo izochu, to go out. Memela, they died in Mitzrayim. So why was it, back to the second question, why dafka during Makas Choshech? There's a Moridik Amalbim in Parashas Boy when he explains Makas Choshech, Lefi Rabbi Yehuda in the Mechilta, Rabbi Yehuda says the Choshech was one man the Yomer, where the Choshech come from. Rabbi Nechemi says from Gehenim. Rabbi Yehuda says it was Choshech Shel Mailo, from the Shemayim, from Gane. What was that Choshech Shel Mailo? Says the Malbim, Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, Choshech was not darkness. It wasn't Choshech. It was a bright light. It was the Or HaGonuz. The Or HaGonuz that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created B'sheishes and Mebreishes, and he was goinis it. The Medrash Tanchuma says it was Nignas in Torah Shebal Peh, because the world was not Roy. Bosu V'dom of Choymer, Gashmias, they can't be Soivel that Or. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out that oil during during Makas Choshech. Now what happens if there's a very, very bright oil? It blinds you. Says the Malbim, like bats, when they see light, they get blinded by it. So too, when there's a ruchnius dika oil, and you're not roi for it, you don't have the kalim to be makabel, it blinds you totally. Memela, Klal Yisrael, and with this, the Malbim explains, how can it be there was, if a Yid went into the Mitzri's house, he had Or. Bechol Moishvoisom means wherever they were, the same place, the same house. And for the Mitzri, it was pitch black, couldn't move. And for the Yid who was in that house, it was a bright light, a Moiridika light, that they were able to see inside closets and inside barrels what was inside without opening up, because it was a light. If you roi for it, wow, you have a tremendous koyach ri'iyah to connect to the or. Masha enkein, if you're not, it blinds you. This is how the Malbim, the very similar, is in the Kedushas Levi, Ba'arichus, in the Kedushas Levi in Parshas Boy, when he explains Makas Choshech. Rabbi said there's a yesoid we take out of here. And the yesoid is that in Ruchnius, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oyer. And we find many times that there's certain nekudas of Oyer that blind us, that blind the person. Some people suffer terribly. They're not on Shabbos. The second Shabbos is over. Mamish, a half hour after Shkia, 35, they're already platzing. or in davening, a longer davening, 2 minutes longer than it should be. They're platzing. And sometimes you have to think about where this comes from. It's not that we have so much important things to do, but we're not really living on that level of Shabbos, on davening and other things. A person has to learn how to elevate Torah v'mitzvahs, how to elevate his life, to adapt himself to that, or to realize what Shabbos is about, a time to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to go deeper into davening and other Torah and mitzvahs, because otherwise there's an or, all ruchnis and Torah is an or. For those that are not roy, it blinds them, and they suffer from a drop too much. This was an akuda in Parshas, in the Makas of Choshech. So Rabbi, I think we can now understand why was it Dafka during Makas Choshech is what differentiated between the 1/5 of Klal Yisrael that were roy to go out and the 4/5 who are not. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought this great or out, whoever was shaykh to it, who realized that the life that they were living then, that is not the emes atachlis, no matter how comfortable they are. There's a much, much deeper level in life. And there's many madregas to steig and to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which that's what they were heading for. They had the kalim to be mekabel, that or. But it was the 4/5 of Klal Yisrael that suffered. It was during Makas Choshech that brought this Nakuda out. That was the Makkah Bepatish, that the ones who are not really Meshech Shaychi to this, they remain in Mitzrayim. This was the Makkah that are you living your life on a piece of paper without any elevation, just push it, everything's great, I'm happy with what I am, as long as I don't go down. That's not what it is about. We're in Golus, we're in Olam Hazeh, and we have to be Mitzapel Yeshua on a big level and a personal level. On a big level, Mi'etz Hashem, the Eibishter, we can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns over the world and brings tremendous anti-Semitism in the world to wake us up and realize that this is not, we're not comfortable. No matter where we are and where we think we are, how good things are going, it's not. And it can change Liro'oseinu, to be not good for us, anywhere, any place, in seconds. We're waiting for Mashiach, for the Geula, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Goyelos. That's on a Klal Yisrael level, but also on a personal level, in everyone's personal life, to realize they have to elevate themselves, elevate Shabbos, elevate davening, and all the mitzvahs we do to steig, to become bigger and better people. And with that, Yetz Hashem, we should all be zoiche to Yeshua's, Nechomois, Bimheiro, Biyameinu, Amen.